Welcome back to our first podcast in the series on responsibility. This particular talk was given in September, and the podcast is for those of you who want to go over the content and also for those of you who didn't make it. We focused on personal responsibility with students in September. And what that really looks like is, first of all, asking students, what does a responsible person look like? Then what does choosing well in accordance with our values and goals mean? And thirdly, what's emotional responsibility? And finally, what's the difference between fault and responsibility? So I'll just go through some of the content that we did with the girls in very summarised form, and then just some suggestions of how you parents might interact with the material in a home setting. The first thing we do always with the girls is ask them to choose a quote. They love quotes. So the quote could be anything on the topic of responsibility. For example, accept responsibility for your actions, be accountable for your results, take ownership of your mistakes. Whatever it is, it gives them an opportunity to reflect on why they like it and what aspect of the virtue rings true with them. Then in the first assembly, we ask them what qualities you think are important in terms of personal responsibility and whether they'd add some. And the typical qualities we'd reflect on are what is accountability for in your actions like? What is the capacity to make good decisions? Is responsibility about being reliable, being dependable, being a good friend, being trustworthy? And again, depending on the year group, we'll unpack these in various different ways. And again, each class will be doing their own responsibility charter. So it's an opportunity again to ask them, you know, what did you include in the responsibility charter and does it work? In the second assembly, we'll be looking at choosing well in accordance with our values and goals. And that really means asking them to reflect on, do they always make the right decisions? And as usual, they'll say no. And a typical thing that often comes up is how difficult teenagers find it to make decisions because there's so many choices out there, because they want to be in with their peer group, because they get panicked, because they don't have usually sometimes the habit of making decisions. So it's a really, really good habit to try to help them to do, not to procrastinate, and to help them to know how to line up the decisions. How do they make good decisions? So sometimes it's helping them to reflect on how to make the wrong decision. And oftentimes they're not really familiar with how their brain works when they're making harder decisions that they don't feel like. There's a very good clip which we'll put up on the parent page, but it's all about habit and how do we develop willpower, the willpower to make a decision and the willpower to stick with it. And this particular clip looks at three aspects of willpower. We typically think of willpower as just the ability to resist temptation. But actually, there's more involved as the brain works. First type of willpower, of course, is the I won't power, which is resisting temptation. You know, I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to binge on Netflix. I'm not going to. Now, if we just based our responsibility on I won't, it'll wear out thin. Our willpower has a certain limit to it. We need to focus in on the two other aspects of willpower, which is I want power, which is remembering you want the consequence of doing a difficult thing. So it's a reminder of, well, why would I not want to binge on Netflix? Because I want to be able to think the next day, because I want to be able to work, because I want to, you know, not feel so bad about myself or not feel low or whatever it is. And then the third type of willpower, of course, is the I want power. I will power. And this one is where we help the girls to connect with the values that they deeply care about. So they may not binge on Netflix, not just because they want to feel okay the next morning, because they don't want to be in bad form, etc., but also because they want to have time to do other things. And that's what willpower really helps them to do, is gives them that ability to respond, which is what responsibility is all about. It helps them to actually consciously make decisions for themselves, and because they're resisting temptations in other areas. The third area we looked at in September was, of course, emotional responsibility. And there's a handout for staff and parents on this one. It's just helpful to unpack with students the fact that emotions aren't commandments. Emotions are just signposts. They tell us that something's going on. Maybe a student reacts, you know, upset or tired or annoyed or loses their cool with themselves or with someone else. And oftentimes what happens to them is they think, just because I feel it, therefore I must act on it. It's true. Whereas we try to help them to realise that our feelings are not commandments. We need to acknowledge our feelings, accept them, think, okay, I'm upset, I'm tired, I'm angry, but then engage the thinking part of the brain. What do I do with this? And what's the most effective thing to do? And, you know, we think of Bob Geldof, you know, he was very angry and outraged when he saw the photos of the starving children in sub-Sahara Africa. And that, you know, anger, he channeled in a really effective way and set a Band-Aid. And so it's not a, emotions are not a bad thing. We encourage girls not to suppress them, but at the same time to give them time to unpack them. And the final part of the virtue for September was the difference between fault and responsibility. And of course, this is one we as adults find difficult to distinguish the difference between. And it's very helpful then to talk it through with the girls. There's an excellent clip by Will Smith on it. But essentially, what this is about is helping them to realise that certain things are not their fault, but there are other things that are their responsibility. And there is a difference. So, for example, you know, say somebody misses the bus, you know, and they think, well, it's not my fault, you know, I missed the bus because, I don't know, mum didn't drop me to the bus or there was some delay at home. It's not my fault I'm late. No, maybe it's not your fault, but is your responsibility what you do right now about that? You know, it may not be your fault that, I don't know, you missed a year of maths in school. No, not at all. But it is your responsibility how you approach your maths now or how you try to catch up, etc. So again, it's just trying to help them to differentiate between the two, and it does give them a great sense of empowerment when they realise that. In the religion class period on responsibility, we look at things that make them less free, the tug of war that happens inside, that they, you know, sometimes you might say, make a truce with their responsibility. You know, think they sometimes think, well, responsibility is for adults. Whereas we try to help them to reflect on, well, whims are reasons often why we're less free. We find it very hard to say no to something. What we know to be right, I'll study later. And that's a whim because I'm just used to giving into it as opposed to going, okay, well, maybe I should look at that. What if is another area that makes them less free. You know, procrastination. Oh, if I do this, if I start studying now, I'm going to be studying all day as opposed to going, well, not necessarily. Procrastination, it kills good habit. You know, starting today now is the best approach. Sometimes what stops them making decisions or being less responsible is not knowing if something's the right thing. And here we encourage them to seek out information and facts, good advice from someone you trust, and to ensure that your decision is in line with the values, your values. I just don't feel like it is an excuse you often hear, and we often make it ourselves for not doing the right thing. And we encourage them, look, just feel the fear and do it anyway. You know, not feeling like something is never a reason not to do it, unless they're not feeling like it is because you shouldn't really do it. Again, we help them to reflect in their religion period on when it is difficult to be responsible, because it's always, you know, that varies depending on the person. What are the obstacles to being a responsible person? And this is all the space of reflection. How can I be more responsible at school, at home, among my friends? Because we do help them to think of responsibility not just as something we do in school, but this is for all parts of my life. Do we have a responsibility to respond to the needs of others? You know, helping them to see, yes, we do. And how do we act on that? How do they practice responsibility when they speak? You know, to protect the good name of somebody, to always speak well of people, publicly or privately. And does working well mean working responsibly? And is there a difference? That's a very interesting one. You know, working well doesn't mean working all the hours that God gives you. But working responsibly means working as well as you can within the time that you have and giving time to your family and your friends as well. So again, these are nice little reflection points to look at home. So that's the end of the first in our series of podcasts on responsibility.